Do you remember a day when you'd had decided to take a walk and it suddenly turned bitter cold? I do. And I know you know what I mean. Your nose turns red, your ears begin to ache, and let's not talk about how your fingers feel. Then you finally get back home, open the door, and your partner hands you a big mug of hot coffee. The comfort that seeps into your bones as you drink it down is so satisfying. We all enjoy that satisfying feeling of physical comfort on a cold winter day. Coming into a warm room, being greeted by a hot cup of coffee. We also enjoy knowing when someone important in our lives has our back as we embark on a new venture. Perhaps it's a buddy who gives us encouragement as we begin the marathon, or perhaps it's someone in the audience who is nodding at all the right places in your speech. We love feeling comfortable, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. We relax and feel we can do more because we feel safe. Safe from the cold, safe from failure, safe from disappointment. When the unexpected hits us, we are knocked out of our sense of comfort. For example, when we're doing something new, we feel uncomfortable and we work through it until we are at ease again. When we are taking a risk, comfort seems far away. If we think about it carefully, the risk often pans out. When we are resilient, we often find ourselves in these kinds of situations. Things feel uncomfortable and sometimes even unsafe. Those who are highly resilient remember that feeling uncomfortable in these kinds of situations is perfectly normal and should not get in the way of moving on. The real challenge in life is to remember that the comfortable feelings are not always as safe as we believe. The hot coffee may be so hot it burns our tongue. The person in the audience who is nodding at all the right places may in fact be making note of all the points they're going to argue about when the discussion segment begins. You're not as safe as you think. We often test the next step we will take by how comfortable it feels. Thinking comfort is indicating it's also safe. When the unexpected occurs, or when things are ambiguous, judging it only by what level of comfort we feel is not enough. Highly resilient people know and are confident that sitting in some discomfort for a while is part of what allows them to move forward and never confuse comfort with safety.